And welcome to another edition of Odyssey. I'm your host, Mike Schultz. We talk about ancient mysteries all across the globe and metaphysical topics, but tonight we're going to lighten it up just a bit here. Sometimes in the New Age field, sometimes the research can be heavy and ponderous, and we just need to have some fun and lighten up a bit. So I've invited an impersonator on the show, and his name is Chris Lansfield. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Great to see you. So, real estate agent by day, impressionist by night?
Yes, and I also practice yoga in between. I'm a Reiki practitioner and a little bit crazy.
Okay, so this is an experiment tonight. I was telling you last week when I go to New Age seminars, I've never really seen a comedian. I don't know if they perceive that we don't have a strong sense of humor, or I don't know. But what's your impression on that?
Well, I think that sometimes if you spend too much time in a copper triangle, you... going to get exposed to too much copper, and you might need to leave New Mexico.
That would explain it.
Either that, or you spend too much time driving in your Prius, and you're too worried about getting 50 miles to the gallon. I don't know.
You're off and running already.
Yeah.
So tell me how you got into impressions.
Well, I got into impressions because my mother is English, and she sort of spoke like this, and she'd say, "Christopher, come off it! No, stop that!" And so from that early time, I learned how to do impressions. And first it was the English accent. And, of course, I heard my dad making fun of everybody, too. And so after listening to him for a number of years, I started to develop my own sense of humor.
Awesome. And how do you pick a certain celebrity that you want to impersonate? Just
Sometimes it's out of disgust. You know, it's, honestly, if someone doesn't piss you off, you're not really going to remember them very well. But if they tick you off, you might just remember them. And other times, it's out of endearment, too. I mean, there's certain movie characters that come up in my head, and I just can't let them go. And so then I have to torture all my friends by doing impressions of them.
Absolutely. And tonight, the impressions are in the spirit of fun. We don't want anyone to be upset or anything. We're trying a little New Age comedy experiment tonight, right?
Right.
So I think you want to start off with a story about a meditation?
Yes. Tonight's story is going to be a guided meditation.
Meditation?
It's a very good story indeed, so I'll begin.
Okay.
All right. Good evening, listeners. My name is Chris Lansfield, and I'll be giving you a tour of a guided meditation today. We start off the journey leaving our eco-green home. Next, we check our shoes to make sure that we haven't left a carbon footprint while on the way to the car. Briefly, we take a few seconds to unplug the Prius and start on down the highway of life. Soon, we stop at the locally owned health food store to stock up on some much-needed sustenance. No paper or plastic here, for we brought our own canvas reusable shopping bag. Isn't that smart? We thought ahead long enough to be prepared. Life is such a wonderful adventure. I agree. Yeah. Okay, so now we have our organic produce, some nice free-range turkey. Whoops. I forgot that. I'm vegan. No meat products here. And don't worry, I won't eat anything that has animal byproducts in it. It's truly amazing that I'm not emaciated already. Wow. I'd go on a hunger strike, but I'm already down to 97 pounds soaking wet. Yeah, that would be bad. Oh, remember, we don't say bad around here. We say that's unfortunate. Right. I forgot the acceptable word list. $5? $5 fine. Anyways, we're almost ready to embark on the next part of our journey, the expressway. Over the next few days, we find ourselves staying at eco-friendly hotels, bathing at earth-friendly hot springs, and chanting along the way. Who knew that being 54... Yeah, that reminds me of my last trip to Sedona. Really? Uh-huh. They have a vortex there. You can just feel the vibes rushing through your body. And if that weren't... For $25, you can get a nice quartz crystal to help you hold on to that positive energy forever. I thought the diamonds were forever. That's so 80s. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm actually going to inherit a diamond necklace next month, but I plan on using 10% of the proceeds to start a school in a third world country. Oops, there goes that violation again. Another $5 fine. Okay, well, the necklace has been in the family for the last 3 generations. My turn is coming soon, and I intend to cash in. Well, what about being eco-friendly? Is that decision really sustainable in the long term? Or are you just doing that to satisfy your own thirst for money? Does it really matter? I mean, you are my friend, and we will both be enjoying first-class tickets to Paris because of it. So who cares? Are you going to throw away your endangered baby seal calendar? I mean, what about the rainforest? Are you really just going to start buying normal chocolate again? Hey, last year you inherited your dad's Cadillac, and I never said a word. Yeah, well, that's because I totally gave you $3,000 to get out of foreclosure. Wow, I need to buy more 12009 stickers to show my support for the cause. Me too. Okay, maybe we need to get back to the story at hand. Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, so here we are. We are nearing the land of entrapment. Don't you mean enchantment? Not if you're a local. Besides, Santa Fe and Taos will bring you to new levels of consciousness. I'm excited. Yeah, me too. If we're lucky, we'll get to see the Las Cruces Mountains before sundown. I have a secret. Yeah? Yeah. You want to know where another vortex exists? Okay, sure. In my wallet. That was funny. Really? Yeah, really. You know, you might want to check the carbon footprint of that statement. Oh, how come? Well, I'm just not sure that it's sustainable. That's all. But the crystals in my car clear away any negative energy around me. I smudge my car, my house, even my bicycle 3 times a week to cleanse the space. How can I not be sustainable? My life doesn't have any rough edges. I mean, on some days I question if I even have a pulse. Don't worry. We can always get you some new friends for the next show. I can't believe you. I'm really offended by that remark. I have been a loyal friend to you for the last 30 years, and here on a radio show you're going to embarrass me. I was even willing to go have these on a burial plot in space with you. Are you even my friend? Yeah. It's okay. I was only trying to stay true to our listeners, fan base or not. That hurt. Sorry. Oh, I forgive you. Just watch your words. They can hurt, you know. Before we spend any more time talking about our problems, let's get back to the story we were sharing. By the way, do you have Obama yard signs and bumper stickers yet? Hello, I was the first person to stump for him in our neighborhood. Okay, I just wanted to let you know that I think he will make a great president. Yeah, me too. Let's face it, McCain's cheeks are too big. What? How about the fact that he's a Republican? Okay, you're right. Okay, quiz time. Let's say that you're pulled over on the side of the road with a flat tire. No one stops to help you out for a long time. Then after waiting for nearly 30 minutes, John McCain and his wife pull over and offer to help you change your tire. Would you accept his help? Well, come on, would you let a Republican help you change your tire? That's a good one. Okay, time's up. Yes. You would? Really? Yeah. I don't ask my mechanic what his politics are when he's working on my car. Good point. Part of today's lesson is that you never know where a helping hand is going to come from. So be open to people helping you that you might not normally spend time with. Wow. Okay, my turn. I'm here. Let's say that you are driving down the highway and you see that someone you dislike is on the side of the road and they need help. Do you offer to help them? Yes. Okay. Why? Because of karma. The energy that you put out into the world returns to you, be it positive or negative. Some call it the golden rule, yin and yang, or however you see it. The message is that sending out good energy is really what life is all about. The more you act in a compassionate manner, the more you will be rewarded. So whether you use prayer, meditation, laughter, yoga, Reiki, etc., just do it. We're all here on this planet together, and the more we spread love and compassion, the better Earth feels. The more we can raise the vibe of the Earth, have a good time, loving each other. It's true. You know, today's story was mostly funny, but the message that we all need to hear is that we can make a difference. By taking a few moments out of each day, we can improve the lives of others, and in turn, our own lives. Remember, joy, laughter, and enthusiasm are some of the best things to share with others around us. Volunteering in your local community is one way that we can all make a difference and make the world a better place to live in. What about our road trip to New Mexico? Oh, that? Okay, well, here's how it ended up. We stared at the Las Cruces Mountains for 10 to 15 minutes. Then we headed for the local eco-friendly motel in Santa Fe. We ended up buying some awesome handcrafted jewelry, paying fair trade prices, and sending out good vibes along the way. We walked into Sedona to recapture the feeling of being in a vortex. After we bought some more crystals, we spent an hour inside of a huge copper triangle. The copper is supposed to help you remove obstacles in your energy field. Isn't that why they have bulldozers? No, it's more ethereal than that. Is ethereal another word for ripoff? There you go with the language. $5 more in fines. Okay, well, let's say that my Prius is in the shop, and my bicycle has a flat, and my gas-guzzling Subaru is the only car available to make it to the Ben & Jerry's before they close. Is it then acceptable to take the gas-guzzling car to go get ice cream? Only if they have your favorite flavor. But as it is, you better plan on donating another $30 to the Sierra Club just to ease your guilt. Done. Sometimes I just need my chocolate. Don't forget, today's show has been brought to you by the city of Lhasa, Tibet, the Vortex of Sedona, the number 3, and the letter L. Oh yeah, and don't forget to help out a Republican on the side of the road, even if you wouldn't consider them to be among your peers. There is a saying that whatsoever you do to the least of me, you do to me also. I love to joke and have fun, but in all reality, we're here to help each other in some way or another while we're here on Earth. It is our duty to carry a message of love and compassion throughout our lives, day by day. The more we help others, the more we're fulfilled internally. Our media and society will have you believe that happiness lies in having more and more things on the outside. That's backwards. True happiness comes from being content on the inside and possessing inner peace. It is contagious, though. So once you have it, you will want to share it with others. And that, my friends, is the most important part of all during today's stories. Share your abundance, and in turn, you will experience even more abundance in your own life. You will be filled with joy, contentment, happiness, and peace. Joy comes as a result of sharing your gifts with other people. So remember to share your talents with others, and you will be rewarded. This segment was created in Portland, Oregon. This segment was brought to you by Lancefield Realty. Whether buying or selling commercial or residential property in Oregon, consult with Lancefield Realty to see how your needs can be met. Dial 503-807-6642 for more information, or you can reach us on email at lancefieldrealty@yahoo.com. Once again, that number is 503-807-6642. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Mike Schultz, the host of the Odyssey Show, for putting me on the air. Thanks to all the friends and family out there who are listening to this show. We appreciate your support.
Okay, Chris, take a breath.
Yes.
That was funny. So you tell jokes and sell houses, right?
Yes. I make my clients laugh, and that's how I get them to spend money or sell stuff that creates money.
Exactly. Well, now we're going into the impression portion of the segment.
Yes.
And I know there's some celebrities in the room. Do we have Deepak Chopra here?
Oh, yes. Mr. Deepak Chopra stopped by the Quickie Mart to make a visit.
Oh, well, it's an honor. Did you happen to get a Slurpee while you were there?
No, I got the squishy Slurpees for that other store, 712. I run at 7-Eleven.
Okay. Deepak, we have lots of questions for you. Let's just start with some real simple ones, okay? Tell me, what's your favorite breakfast cereal?
My favorite breakfast cereal is peanut butter Captain Crunch.
Mmm, that's a good choice. That's a winner.
Yes, I love it, but only with soy milk. Yes, non-dairy. You know, in India, the cow is a sacred animal. We don't eat them. But here, you have plenty of McDonald's.
Okay. I understand you have a hobby of boating. Tell me about the boating that you do.
Oh, yes, I do. I do lots of boating. I do power yachting and sometimes for the motorboat for the short road and for the long one, I do the yachts.
All right. Tell me, have you ever been to some other countries like Australia?
I have never been to Australia, but I plan on going someday, perhaps to the outback to see Uhuru, the big red rock in the middle of the sky.
Or Crocodile Dundee, right?
I reckon you're going to find yourself down in Sydney, Australia. Oh, who are you? I'm his alternate ego, mate. Oh, this is only time for Deepak Chopra right now. Buy my book, spend money. Oh, what a release.
But what's on the Barbie? What's on the barbecue?
Put another shrimp on the Barbie.
I haven't heard that in a couple of years. I had to hear that.
I reckon that's Jim Carrey, mate. And if you get a look at me now, I'm wearing me safari clothes. I got me khakis on and a couple of boots. I'm going to head down to Sydney, Australia.
Crocodile Dundee, where have you been lately? We haven't seen you in a few years. Are you doing infomercials? Or what are you doing?
Knife. That's a toothpick. Now, this is a knife. I reckon I've been hiding in the outback, drinking a lot of beer, and not doing anything productive, mate. See, ever since the third part of that movie came out, I haven't worked at all. Like, no one even wants to hire me to sell cutlery anymore.
That, in America, I think we call that a bomb, right? Was your third movie a bomb?
Yeah, you might say that, and you might reckon that I'm a bit washed up.
Is Deepak still there?
Yes. Deepak has not left the Squishy Mart. I mean, the Quickie Mart. He's
Slurpee.
Still here.
Deepak, what is in a Slurpee, by the way?
Oh, lots of sugar, a little bit of water, and some TLC.
TLC?
Yes, tender loving care. Oh.
Okay. Tell me, let's talk about money. Do you prefer the euro or British pound?
British pound, naturally. Oh, don't you know? Yes, please. Thank you. Come again.
so many questions for you. Do you believe in some of these creatures like the Loch Ness Monster and Chupacabra? Are they real?
I think Loch Ness Monsters in your mind, if you go to Scotland and you see Nessie and she lifts up your boat with her head, then you are inclined to tell everybody else that you know that Loch Ness is real. However, if you are just watching Discovery Channel then you don't know for real if Nessie exists. This is the age-old question I ask you.
It's a tough one. What about the Chupacabra?
I don't know what the Chupacabra is.
You have to look it up on the Internet. Okay.
Oh, perhaps I will have to look on Wikipedia. No, I'm so busy counting my money in offshore bank accounts, I've got no idea what to do.
Now, how much are these seminars that you have on the weekends?
Normally, that is secret information, but sometimes people pay me $350 to be enlightened. I enlighten their wallet, don't you know?
Tell me, you've traveled all around America. What do you think of some of our places, like Disneyland? Have you been there?
I think Disneyland is like rock candy for the children's brain. Nothing says go to sleep, little American children, like Disneyland. I've been on the log ride, and I tell you what, I've been to Space Mountain. Oh, maybe just the outside. I got heat stroke when I went to Disneyland, and when I went to Disney World, I rode the boat in the lake.
Well, you know, we also have Alex Jones in the room. Alex, what is your take on Disneyland? Is it harmless entertainment, or is it a possible New World Order conspiracy?
It's really part of the conspiracy. There's a conspiracy. After breaking into the back room at Disneyland, we find ourselves that there are several interesting levels of the Disneyland hierarchy. It's not just about a mouse, folks. It's about the mouse stealing your brain, sending you up to the moon, and bringing you back with a piece of cheese. That's the real inside scoop, and it is not a conspiracy. It's all about you.
You know, there's a ride called It's a Small World, and it's such a harmless ride. Are you saying that is part of this evil plan?
I'm saying that's in line with the bridge builders of this country, and you just got to look a little deeper. Check it out. It's in the contracts.
Would you sing It's a Small World for me?
What's that?
Would you sing the song It's a Small World, Alex Jones?
It's a small world after all conspiracy. It's a small world after all conspiracy. It's a small world after all. Boop. Sorry, folks, we got shut off the air. See, it's a conspiracy.
Now, Alex, you've been to Bohemian Grove. Why don't you explain what that is?
I don't know what that is. I think that's a weird thing. But, you know, I think the people of America, you know, they can figure that stuff out for themselves. To me, it's just, woo, it's like Lucky Charms.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, I go to a lot of restaurants like Applebee's, and I noticed they really push the appetizers in Olive Garden. Do you feel this is a part of the conspiracy, the New World Order?
You know, I think there's a New World Order to make Americans fat so that we can't resist the globalist agenda. See, if we're too busy having heart disease and coronary failures, we're not going to be able to resist the bankers' elite global agenda. We're going to be stuck. We won't have to worry about the gun-toting thugs from the UN coming in and crushing our freedom. You know why? Because we'll be in the hospital already. We'll be getting operations because our fat asses eat too many burgers. That's the truth.
Now, how about television? Do you watch shows like American Idol? Or?
I try not to watch American Idol. Simon Cowell's a bit annoying.
Is Simon with us?
I reckon you're talking to an Australian, mate. Sorry, we got a lot of personalities in there.
We got Paul Hogan back with us. now I'm really confused.
Your Copper Triangle, no!
Well, let me ask Paul Hogan. Have you been to Bohemian Grove? Can you describe what that is?
I reckon I've never been there, mate. I heard it's some kind of secret camp up in Northern California, but I don't know much about it.
Well, I've been told last year Arnold Schwarzenegger went there.
I don't know anything about it. I'm telling you, I used to smoke marijuana, and that affected my brain. And then I got married to Shriver, and even worse.
Now, how are your family dinners with the Kennedys, all those Democrats? How does that go?
Very expensive. We both have taste for Cuban cigars. Ah, ah, ah. Hear me now and believe me later, girly man.
Now, in California, how's the real estate situation down there?
Things are very dire. We have to take action now. There's a lot of fires that are going on, and we are experiencing the deep chasm of the foreclosure market. We are experiencing deep losses in foreclosure. 20% down local value in Los Angeles. However, I live in Hollywood Hills, and it is the land of illusion, so prices never go down. See, when you own the bank, you don't have to worry about prices going down. You make the money.
Now, what about taxes? Are you going to raise taxes down there? Or?
I don't know. See, normally I'm a party Republican, but Maria's had some influence on me and encouraged me to increase education spending. I think that is very important, yeah. Yeah, more important than the Terminator 4, yeah.
We've lost control of this interview. Let's get back to Deepak here. Deepak, are you still there?
I am here, and I am doing focused mind meditation with a little bit of caffeine in my bloodstream.
Can you control all of these celebrities here?
I am not sure about this. Control is something that is out of my hands.
Okay.
You're asking me to do something which is beyond human control, beyond the human realm, because true control only exists outside of human mind and human body. That is why I practice yoga.
Okay. Now, I understand you like American pop groups. Tell me, you like Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Oh, I think they're okay.
Which song do you like?
Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight. Oh, get down tonight. Oh, hand me a squishy. Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight. Oh, more squishy, please.
How about another American favorite, Britney Spears?
Oops, I did it again. La 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 la. Ah na 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 na. Oh, baby. You forgive me, my Britney Spears not so good. I forgot to cut off all my hair.
Well, let me pull Alex Jones in the middle here again. You know, Alex, I've been noticing when I go to Kmart, it appears a lot of takeover and control by Martha Stewart, and she's in magazines and TV. Do you feel she's part of the New World Order conspiracy?
I think it's even more serious than that, because you got to look down the duct tape aisle, and over the last 8 years, okay, ever since Bozo has been in the White House, the colors of duct tape that have been in Kmart quadrupled. Is this an accident? I don't think it's an accident. We need to look deeper into this. So I called my local senator, and I was shut out of their office. I had 3 rolls of duct tape. I don't know what Martha's got to do with it other than she served some time for selling M-Clone stock. It's all a conspiracy. Look at the duct tape. There's too much colored duct tape in the world.
I hear you. Let's also bring in Richard Simmons into the room. Richard, we haven't heard from you lately.
Oh, yeah! I've been making exercise tapes and trying to get a new red and white pair of shorts, people, don't you know?
So you're still making the tapes, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm still singing to fat women and going all the way to the bank, honey. Yay!
Is it true you're doing a rap video?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it rap, but I might call it singing.
Richard, back to Deepak.
Well,
so tell us about the chakras. What is the chakra system?
I have limited knowledge about this. There are 7 chakras or energy centers in the body. They go from the root chakra to the crown chakra. They're all different colors of the rainbow, from red, orange, yellow, blue, green, purple, and white. And so you study different forms of meditation and energy work, and hopefully you'll be able to unblock your chakras and let all of the good and lightness come into your body and life.
What are your other impressions of America? What are some of the other places you've been to? Maybe Grand Canyon?
I've been to the Grand Canyon, but most of all, I think the biggest tragedy in America is not all the wars they're doing, not the bombing, but the eating of so many hamburgers. Oh, you guys eat too many hamburgers and not enough squishies. If you ate less hamburgers, you would have more cows. And see, in India, we call cows sacred objects.
When you say squishy, do you mean a Slurpee?
Well, you've caught me on the faux pas. I'm thinking of Apu from The Simpsons. Thank you, and come again. Please don't shoot me.
Oh, dear. I think we have one more person. I'm not sure if it's Mr. Bush Senior or Junior. Who else is here?
Not going to do it. 1,000 points of light. Saddam Hussein in the Gulf over here. Democracy over there. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
Now, are you considering invading Sweden? Is that what I'm hearing?
It's time for politics. It's time for politics. Now, the American people, they already know we ripped them off. We're just going to rip them off again. You get that Obama guy in here, man, people are just going to get ripped off again. I'll be down in Texas. In fact, I'll be hanging out in one of my oil derricks in the Gulf. That's the pad of oil. That's how I made my money, that and dodging Vietnam.
Right. What about overtaking Canada? Would that be prudent?
Well, what you're thinking about here, what we have here is a failure to communicate. Suddenly you got your eye on something called the Amero. Now, the American Union is much like the European Union and one of the other pillars of the New World Order. And taking over Canada and having a seamless central and North American alliance is something that the powers that be want to do, okay? But I reckon unless you've been to the United Nations, you don't have much of a reckoning of what's really going on. Because half of what they tell you on TV is false. And the other half is just paid for. So that'll give you some idea of what's really going on.
So what's your father doing? Is he in retirement, Mr. Bush Sr., or...?
Well, I think he's hanging around at Yale. I think he's hanging around at Yale a lot, and probably drinking some whiskey.
You mean the Skull and Bones Club?
Yeah, that'd be 213.
Okay. Now, what really goes on in the Skull and Bones Club there?
Well, I don't know, but if you look on YouTube, you can get some good ideas.
Hey, you better give me a straight answer. I'm going to bring in Alex Jones. So what's going on under there? Are there secret rituals?
If you go on YouTube, you can see green light videos of some of the weird, spooky rituals they do there. I snuck in, and I got a bird's eye view. Take a look. I forgot. We're on radio.
Well, I heard they're just ordering in takeout from Applebee's down there. And
it's a question of apple pies. Is it really fair to pay $14.99 for an apple pie? Personally, I think that's a ripoff. When you take flour and the cheap cost of labor today, I think the American people are getting ripped off. Let's have a closer look inside the kitchen.
You've always got a soundbite for me, Alex. You never out of words. back to Schwarzenegger here. Tell me, are you into healthy living, yoga, meditation?
I do medication all day long.
Whoa, no, I said meditation.
Oh, meditation, you are talking about sitting and listening. I don't like being quiet, okay? Although I have a nice gold Rolex and an H3. It's not very popular, but then again, it's hard for me to ride my bike from L.A. to Sacramento every day. Ha, ha, ha.
So you always eat healthy, or do you ever sneak a candy bar, maybe a little Twix or a Kit
Kat? Sometimes Maria will let me have Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and then I feel like I got one over on her. But then she makes me run 10 times around the track in the morning.
Now, you got your start with bodybuilding, right? And is it true you had a lot of male fans in the beginning?
That is true. I had bodybuilding, and then I went to Venice Beach, where I was pumping iron for several years. And sometimes people put wacky tobacco in my food, and I said, hey, I'm Arnold. I'm the bodybuilder. No wacky tobacco in my stuff, buddy. No jungle juice. All I want is the straight stuff. So then I pumped, and I got pumped up for Conan. That was my debut in the movies, big time, yeah.
So who was the bigger star, you or Sly Stallone?
I'm thinking me, because I'm 6'4", and Sly Stallone is a mere 5'8".
Well, who's the better actor?
That all depends on if you want to hear someone saying, hey, yo, Damien, or do you really want acting? Do you really want the true Austrian actor, or do you want just some guy from Philly who's saying, hey, yo, Damien, you drew first blood? I'm telling you what, I'm an Oscar winner compared to him.
Well, since we're talking about acting, I'd like to bring in an Oscar winner. Let's talk to Jack Nicholson. Jack,
oh,
there?
I don't want to hurt you. I just want to beat your effing brains in.
Jack, let's go through your past films. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? That's a classic.
Well, frankly, I met Ken Kesey a few times while I was on the set at the Oregon State Hospital.
Well, what about The Shining? That is the classic.
We filmed that up at Timberline Lodge, amongst other places. Great Portland landmark in Oregon, yeah.
What's that famous line from The Shining?
I don't want to hurt you. I just want to beat your blanking heads in.
Give me a Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny!
What
we
about
also have the Big Bopper in the room, everybody.
The Big Bopper.
Hello, babe!
That was good.
I cannot do that right now. That's Jesse Jackson.
Jesse.
I met Bob Barker, too. I met Bob Barker one day, and I walked up to him, and I said, hey, Bob, Mr. Barker, can I please have your autograph? And he goes, not now. He turned around and walked away.
Oh, he caught him in a bad mood, huh?
Yeah, but William H. Macy was a little friendlier. I was on set with him one day, and I said, do you know where the bathrooms are? And he goes, I think they're in there. And I'm saying, great, I think you're almost a star, but you're not right now.
Good one. Boy, so we've covered quite a few here, politicians.
We've covered meditation, oh, and all kinds of spiritual practices, yes.
Well, we always go back to Deepak. I have some quick questions for you from the audience, okay? These are just a few words, all right? Deepak,
yes.
Paper or plastic?
Oh, neither. I take canvas bag. Oh, I like to recycle. See, when you're living in Malibu and you drive the $80,000 Bentley, oh, excuse me, when you drive the $300,000 Bentley, you don't want anyone accusing you of being bad for the environment. It's impossible to get them converted to biodiesel. Did you know that you cannot convert a $250,000 car to biodiesel? Oh, they look at you very funny.
What do you make of this Scientology, Deepak? It's very popular in Hollywood.
Scientology is a big scam, much like my I think Scientology is questionable.
But, you know, Tom Cruise endorses it and John Travolta?
I don't know about those guys.
Okay.
I have questions myself.
Okay, you haven't been hooked up to the e-meter, to the lie detector test?
No, but I had IQ tests that says I was borderline genius. And then they have the aliens that come down from the sky and save you. Oh.
Well, I thought you could explain that whole science aspect to it about the aliens that John Travolta and Tom Cruise talk about.
If you're talking about the change in John Travolta's hairdo from Saturday Night Fever... So Three Men and a Baby, maybe I can help you. But beyond that, I don't know anything.
Okay.
Maybe Pulp Fiction. We all know, everybody knows that Pulp Fiction was the return of his career.
Yeah. You suspect a toupee, huh?
Well, I'm not sure, but, you know, his man's got his own airplane. I'm sure he can afford better hair than what he was born with.
Okay, back to these little questions here, Deepak. Boxers or briefs?
Oh, I think mixture. The mixture of the kind of boxers that are also the briefs are also nice too. They make them, you know. They make boxer style briefs.
Really? Okay. Or nothing, you know.
No thanks.
I'm not sure what this is referring to. Three words here. Does size matter?
Oh, I'm not prepared to answer that tonight. That is a different type of chakra question.
That's a different chakra?
It is a different type of question for a different type of chakra.
Okay.
I'm not intent on being shocking tonight. Sorry, we are clean humor only. Thanks, and come again.
Well, let's bring Alex Jones back in for a few more minutes.
All right, it's a conspiracy. You know, I just got 10 pounds of duct tape and a 50-pound bag of coffee. I'm going to grab a shotgun and head to the hills and say, oh, my God, the world's ending. It's a conspiracy.
Alex, what about all these cameras everywhere in the supermarkets and the streets? What do you think of that, all these cameras everywhere?
Well, I think it's a good idea because everybody needs to be surveilled. You know, we can't trust anybody, and we need to have the government in our lives at every minute, every second of the day. Isn't that what you think? I mean, screw the Fourth Amendment and the right to privacy.
Are you sure this is Alex Jones?
I'm not sure. This might be Alex Jones' alien twin brother.
Or his evil twin.
Oh,
Alex Jones' evil twin brother just got taken over by the Scientologist.
Well, how about
I'm telling you, it's true.
Jesse Jackson, what do you think of all these cameras surveilling everywhere we go?
I think what we have to do is we have to take a genuine look at our operations, and we cannot divide people as such. Monitoring people will only bring about more rebellion.
Jesse, did you ever inhale?
I'm not prepared to answer that question tonight.
And Jesse, paper or plastic?
What is the question?
Paper or plastic?
Oh, I think paper is much better.
Richard Simmons, I know this is out of your area of expertise, but tell me about the Masons, the Freemasons. What kind of secret meetings do they have, Richard? Do you know anything about that?
Well, I don't know much about that at all. I'm just into dancing and exercising across the stage and helping fat women feel good about being fat and maybe helping a couple of them be skinny.
So you've never been invited to the Masons' inner sanctum there?
I don't know anything about that. I like being happy.
And you have you do a disco video, right? Is that correct?
I have lots of videos, yeah. I have a puppy.
How many do you have, Richard?
10 puppies.
No. 10 puppies? No, how many videos do you have? I mean, have you overtaken Jane Fonda, or is she number one?
I have 35 videos that have come out over the last 37 years.
How old are you, Richard?
I'm 60-something and beautiful.
And that hairstyle you have, that is still in fashion, right?
It is in my house.
Okay.
And hey, let's be honest, I pay the light bills.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger, what about the Masons? Are they just innocent, a group, you know, raising money for the community, or is something darker going on?
I don't know. I don't have any knowledge of that either. I'm telling you, I think about cigars. That is what I think about than Maria Schreiber.
You got your hands full, huh?
Yes, I prefer not to think.
Prefer not to think.
Even though I'm governor.
And what's next for you? Going to run for president?
Maybe, but only if they give me the right Rolex.
Was your green card in proper order there?
Oh, that's right. I can't be president because I was not born on U.S. soil.
Are you legal, Arnold? Do you have proper documentation?
I don't know. I've got a lot of money. Isn't that what the world is all about?
Oh, Lord.
I have to go. I have another appointment.
Okay. Where are you going to next, Arnold?
I'm going to Hawaii.
A little relaxation?
Yes, and Deepak is going to. I'm charging him $30,000 for a weekend of consulting.
$30,000? Wow.
I've got to pay for my enlightened lifestyle somehow, you know.
That's more than Anthony Robbins is charging, isn't he?
Anthony Robbins, unleash the power within!
What is the power within, Anthony?
It's a conspiracy. You know, I headed down to one of his seminars, and I thought, this is a bunch of baloney. How can you be happy at your same bad job for 10 years? That's a conspiracy. I'm going to Kmart to get some weird colored duct tape.
Well, Anthony is still out there doing his DVDs and seminars, huh?
And still getting taller every day, Chuck.
Is he quite tall? I haven't seen him in person.
I think he's 6'7". He has
wow.
to have a custom Porsche belt for him.
So he can do whatever he wants then, right?
He can still do jumping jacks, yeah.
At that height. Let me ask Alex Jones, are you going to branch into maybe music videos or entertainment or anything like that? Or
only if YouTube's going to start paying me for all my videos that I have on there.
You're on there a lot, Alex.
I know. We have a lot of stuff to uncover.
What else is there possibly left to uncover?
There's a scam at General Mills regarding Cap'n Crunch. It's
really
a conspiracy.
What is that?
Count Chocula left the game, and now there's only Cap'n Crunch and Boo Berry.
I've noticed that.
It's a conspiracy. Ever since 1977, Cincinnati, Ohio was no longer the home for Count Chocula cereal. They moved it somewhere else in Ohio. I'm upset.
Well, get on that case, Alex. Who have we left out here? Elvis Presley? Is Elvis around?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Elvis, are you still alive?
You might find me in Vegas sometime, but only sedated. The truth is, I'd like to have a carpet on the ceiling of the jungle room.
Did you really shoot a television set with a pistol?
Well, that depends on who you're talking to.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay, right, I forgot. Well, I'm not sure. I think the gun went off, but I'm just not sure.
And what was playing when you blew up the TV?
Dallas.
Alice?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas. Okay.
Oh, wait, I got my decades wrong. Excuse me. It must have been Archie Bunker.
Okay. So, and what about this whole thing with the peanut butter and banana sandwiches? You really ate all these with bacon on it? You really ate that?
I like them a lot, yeah. Probably contributed to my weight gain.
Ah, I see. That was the problem, getting in those jumpsuits, wasn't it?
Yeah, TCB, take care of business. I'm going to have to leave the building, though, my friend Mike. I got some other stuff to attend to. What I'm doing besides strategeries, I'm doing pet sitting. So I got to travel because I got to do some pet sitting. Oh,
all right, Chris, I gave you some extra time because you were on fire tonight.
All right.
That was awesome. You're quite a talent.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate your help. Здравствуйте, до свидания.
All right, Christopher Lansfield, one more time, give out your contact information.
Hello, my name is Christopher Lansfield with Lansfield Realty. My number is 503-807-6642. Or you can reach me via email at lansfieldrealty@yahoo.com, licensed real estate, Oregon broker, and overall fun guy. He'll make you laugh while he gets you cash. Have a good night.
All right, Chris. Have a good night. Take care.
Thank you.
Good night. Okay, that was a lot of fun, Christopher Lansfield. And we thought we'd try a little New Age comedy there, throw in some celebrities and impersonations and politicians. And just so you know, most of that was on the fly. I mean, we had a small script, but Chris, you know, works spontaneously. I guess I do, too. My shows are usually fairly scripted, but not tonight. We just kind of threw out some crazy questions, and hope you all enjoyed that. So, once again, Chris, you know, is available for New Age events and could tailor an act, as you see there. And I think we need a little bit of that at our seminars and our sessions. A little bit of stand-up comedy would be great. Once again, I haven't seen that. I think it's a niche that has yet to be filled. So anyway, we have about 10 minutes left, and I want to direct everybody over to the Odyssey webpage because it's brand new. Our producers, you know, Seth and Don, have been working on it, and it looks really good. So if you go to Mondays at 8 p.m. and click on Odyssey, what we've done here is we have a little introduction in my picture, and then we have my three DVDs up. We've scanned the front cover and the back cover. Of course, my topic is not comedy. My topic is ancient mysteries. And so the first DVD is The Sands of Time. And I have the front and back covers so you can read all about the various topics. So let me give you a brief overview. Basically, it outlines the whole ancient astronaut theory. And this came to the forefront. It started in the 1800s with the discovery of a lot of clay tablets in Iraq and Samaria, although that was just the archaeologists, because none of that, the tablets, had been translated. But these are the oldest documents in the world. They go back 6,000 years. They're older than the Bible, and they do contain biblical stories, but a lot more information that kind of fleshes out the Bible as well. Some people choose to think of it and believe in it all as mythology, and that's fine. Of course, college courses and would teach it that way. I choose, along with millions of other people, to take it as history. It was hard, very laborious, to write down all of this information on clay tablets and to bake them and put them into cylinder seals. And plus, about 70% of the tablets are taxing and accounting records. So to me, that just doesn't fall under mythology at all. It's just coming upon the records of an ancient society, really. And it talks about a group of beings. I don't call them gods, but they referred to themselves as gods at the time. And they were intent on mining for gold and copper, minerals, silver. And my understanding is they did come from another planet, Planet X in Nibiru. And they really saw this Earth as a resource. And that's one of the main explanations why gold has always been really the centerpiece of every society on this planet and are a symbol of wealth. That's kind of where it all comes from. And if you take the clay tablets literally, it explains a lot of what's happening on the planet Earth, and gold is just one aspect. And, you know, even today we base our money value on gold. So my first DVD, The Sands of Time, really gets into this whole theory. It's the whole summary. And things kind of heated up in the 1950s and 60s with Dr. Kramer coming out with his translations of the work. And then all hell broke loose in 1967-ish when Chariots of the Gods was published, the book, by Eric Von Däniken. And millions of people bought that book, and it spun into a documentary film that was shown all throughout the 1970s, all over the world, actually. It was shown on television. It was shown everywhere. It was very widely distributed. And that broke the ice. And then many, many researchers jumped into the field and improved upon Eric's research. He was a trailblazer. He was first. So of course, he made a few mistakes here and there, whatever. You know, he was a pioneer. And then a lot of people used his research as kind of a jumping-off point to get more specific. And I think the leader in the field today is really Graham Hancock. And, boy, if you can give some of the Graham Hancock books, they're wonderful. Beautiful photographs and incredibly detailed research. And, of course, Zachariah Sitchin translating these clay tablets into English for us. And he started in 76. So over the past 32 years, we've been getting more and more and more translations from Zachariah Sitchin and his colleagues and scholars. So my Sands of Time DVD, they're all $20, by the way, and I'm linked up to PayPal. So you just click on the button there, PayPal, and it's right in the middle of my DVD. You'll see it, and that takes you right to the secure site, and it's $20, and that includes shipping and everything, and I send it out to you. By the way, I'll be speaking in Los Angeles August 23rd, the Living Temple. That's a great raw food store. My friend Robin owns that. So my Southern California people, please come to the Living Temple August 23rd, 4 to 6 p.m. The Living Temple. Just call them or get on their email list for the details. And I'll be showing clips of my new film and a discussion. And it's so important to just link up with other people when you get into this field and find other researchers so it's not so lonely. So my second DVD on the website, once again, we're on the Odyssey webpage. Click on Mondays at 8 p.m. Odyssey. Don't click on Soccer Radio. That's the show opposite me, Soccer Radio. Click on Odyssey. That'll take you to Temple on my DVDs on my webpage. So number two is kind of a magenta-colored DVD, the Temples of Stone. And I got very intrigued by the oldest, most complex religious structure in the world. It's, not the oldest, the most complex, the largest religious structure in the world in Cambodia. And it's actually even on the Cambodian flag. It's an incredible achievement. And you can see a picture of it right on the cover. And it's called Angkor Wat, and there's 78 of these buildings. They're very complex and elaborate, and I believe they were engineered by the Anunnaki, this group, this advanced group. I don't think they actually built it. I believe human beings and slaves and, you know, the group, this was human labor, because a lot of their tablets indicate human labor. But I think the engineers behind it were the Anunnaki. Whenever you find advanced pyramids or stone complexes that have, you know, giant blocks that are 100 tons that are carved out in one piece, and they're aligned to the astronomy points such as the sun, the moon, the stars, then to me it's indicative that the Anunnaki were involved in the construction and the labor. And we certainly don't build pyramids today. They're an incredible amount of trouble and work, and they're not very practical. There's no way to live in them. There's no windows and doors. They're completely suffocating. But this is what was built in our history. And we certainly don't have the heritage of human beings building pyramids now, or even 500 years ago, they certainly were not building them. So I believe this is leftover architecture from this other group, the Anunnaki. They had another language that they used. The cuneiform text, which is kind of a triangular-shaped type of text, it's not related to any ancient language whatsoever. It's not related to Hebrew or Greek. So that's the second DVD, and lots of pictures in my films. It's not just me lecturing and droning on. I'm very aware of that. I don't want to be boring. I want to be dynamic and interesting. I don't stay on any subject too long. I keep it fresh and moving. Anyone who's seen my films will tell you that. I cover many topics with lots of pictures. Keep it moving, 90-minute films here. And then the last one, my new one, is Mystery Islands. And the centerpiece for that is two islands. The first one is in the South Pacific. It's a huge architectural project. A group with advanced capabilities built 92 artificial islands in the South Pacific. And it's called Nan Madal. And they built very strange buildings there. There were no windows or doors. They weren't really usable by humans. It's almost like you're looking at some long-ago abandoned power plant or something. And once again, very heavy logs. There was no material nearby them on the island. They would have had to put it in a canoe, which would have sunk their canoe. Some of these were 20 tons. You know, that would just sink a canoe. But all of the material came from a stone quarry on the other side of the island. And it was extremely mountainous. There was no way to take it by land. So I believe the advanced technology was used with Nan Madal. And the other island is in Canada, and that's mysterious treasure shaft. For 200 years, people have been trying to find treasure. I trace it back to a group who put it there, who I strongly believe is the Knights Templar. And a lot of roads, Freemasonry and everything, lead to the Knights Templar, and they lead back to the year 1118. And for 200 years, they were very powerful, and you really have to research them. And I'm pretty sure I've uncovered their secrets and what they found out, and a lot of it has to do with the clay tablets and the Anunnaki, as we're winding down here. So anyway, the third DVD is Mystery Island. They're $20 a piece. Please buy them, and they're great for like parties and groups, and initiate a lot of dynamic discussion, and it helps support me and my research in the show. So please do buy the DVDs and share them with people, and write on my webpage. So I want to thank Christopher Lancefield tonight for a lot of New Age comedy. Improvisation right off the cuff, and once again, I love Alex Jones and Deepak Chopra. They're my favorites, and that's why we decided to lampoon them again. We just honor their work. They're both fantastic, as well as all of the others. So thanks for joining me on Odyssey, and we'll see you next time. Have a good night. Take care.